now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
Indeed. And good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out of the West Coast. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They be taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They love us. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways and platforms in which you could get not only the Spano and Black Attack, but the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And nobody is better qualified on this planet or in this room to talk about it than Joe Spano. Joe, take it away.
All right, Bob, I'll talk about the myriad of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you via your devices. Let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. There's that app versatility. Android, Apple, Windows-based. You can go to TuneIn.com. Also, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, perhaps most important of all, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Indeed they do, and if you're overseas serving this country, we let you know that we really appreciate it, and hopefully this gives you a little taste of home.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we will set the table and start knocking things down for a big Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. If you want to join the fray, 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA. We'll tip things off next here on the attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with GEICO. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite GEICO video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. GEICO has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting GEICO.com. No magic wand required. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Well, indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. And we got a lot to talk about today in the Thursday edition of the Attack. Joe, and what do you say we set the table and get the show underway?
You got it, Bob. We'll rapid fire set the table and hit the ground running. And the focus of most of the show is going to be action within the NBA, trades that are shaping rosters and setting teams up for the upcoming NBA draft, which takes place tonight starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time. We'll then talk about the NBA draft as well. And in the middle of it all, we're going to talk a little boxing. Huge boxing cards this weekend on both sides of the pond. So we'll get into those. So the entirety of our number one is going to be focused on the couple of trades that were announced that look like they're really going to have significant impact on a couple of rosters around the NBA. So that'll be our focus in hour one, both of those big trades that were consummated in the NBA yesterday. Then at 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, we'll talk to International Boxing Hall of Famer Al Bernstein. He's the color analyst for Showtime Championship Boxing. We'll talk about a couple of big cards that are going to air on Showtime and CBS this weekend on Saturday night, a big welterweight title matchup and a big heavyweight title matchup. So we'll do that with Al Bernstein at 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. And then to take us home, 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Chris Ekstrand. He's a consultant for the NBA, and he's one of the best draft experts you're going to hear anywhere. He'll help us break down this upcoming NBA draft and perhaps help us dispel some notions that we may have about this not being a particularly strong draft. We'll get into all of it with Chris Ekstrand at 40 after the hour, Bob.
Well, sounds good. What do you say we start in New York and Chicago, as a pretty damn big trade went down yesterday as the Knicks acquired Derrick Rose and sent Robin Lopez, among others, back to Chicago?
Well, it had been a lot bigger trade about 4 years ago, but still a big trade that could have an impact on both of these rosters. Now, in my mind, and let's break down the trade a little bit. It's Derrick Rose, Justin Holiday, and a 2017 second-round pick to New York for Robin Lopez, Jerrion Grant, and Jose Calderon. Now, when you look at this trade, in many ways, trade makes sense for both sides. At least that's how I see it. You know, it's not the blockbuster trade that it would have been several years ago before Derrick Rose got hurt. Then again, if this was 4 years ago, these guys wouldn't fetch Derrick Rose. That said, trade makes sense for both clubs. Derrick Rose was no longer the lead dog on that Chicago Bulls team. That now was Jimmy Butler. But Derrick Rose continued to play like the lead dog, and it became clear from a quality of basketball play standpoint that the Bulls were best served turning this team over to Jimmy Butler and moving on Derrick Rose because of Jimmy Butler's ascending skills and Derrick Rose's declining skills, most notably due to injury. So it makes sense for the Bulls from that perspective. For the Knicks, you need star power. You don't have a pick in this year's draft. Yes, you have money in free agency, and despite the fact that you are in New York and play in the world's most famous arena, you're not a particularly attractive destination for free agents. So you bring in a guy on the last year of his deal, and you hope maybe that over time these knees have gotten better and you can catch lightning in a bottle and get something approaching the old Derrick Rose, not an old Derrick Rose. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't, there's no real risk. The salary cap numbers are a wash. You brought in $21 million this year. You traded out $21 million this year. And Derrick Rose, if he doesn't work out and he looks like he did last year or he gets injured, well, you freed up a bunch of cap money for next year. So the trade in many ways made sense for both sides. It's certainly a potentially high reward and certainly a low-risk trade for the Knicks. And for the Bulls, they get to turn the page on the Derrick Rose era, put this team in the hands of Jimmy Butler, and refortify and rebuild this roster after a terribly disappointing season last year.
Yeah, no question about it. And, Joe, you and I had the opportunity to talk about this off the air yesterday. We happened to have a phone conversation right about the time that the trade went down, and neither one of us really cared for it. But on second glance, I understand why the Knicks did it, and I actually like it better today than I did last night, and for a lot of the reasons you entailed. Money fits. Catching lightning in a bottle. They have a semblance, or at least they're trying to construct their own big three in Rose, Carmelo Anthony, and Kristaps Porzingis, which in the NBA you have to have at least a framework of that. So I understand why Phil tried to do it. He is going to make a pitch in free agency for some big men, so using Lopez as a chip is not the worst thing in the world, although Lopez had a pretty solid year for the team last year. It's just a question of, with an aging Carmelo Anthony and a dinged-up Derrick Rose, and he did play a pretty decent amount of games last year. He just wasn't what he had been previously. Whether or not that will be enough to propel them into contention in the East. On first glance, you look at it on paper and you say, oh, these guys are stars. Yeah, they're gonna have to have a lot of things go right in order to have this team become a playoff team in this upcoming season. And you have a new coach. They want to play a little more up-tempo. Well, this isn't a particularly athletic team. And Derrick Rose, as great an athlete as he was, I don't know that he can give you the up-tempo performance that he used to. Certainly not on a consistent basis. We know that much. But as you said, it's low risk, high reward, because he's only got a year left on the deal. If it works out where he plays well and they can come to a financial agreement, he can make money with the Knicks, and the Knicks can do it on terms they'll be happy with, and they free up a lot of cap space. So, you know, I don't see where they lost on this. And for Chicago, which we'll get to in a second, getting a big man in Robin Lopez is something they need to acquire. He's solid. He's not a great player, but he's a very good player. And with the possible defections that they have on that roster, not only do they move out of the Derrick Rose era, but they reinforce their roster and they get a pretty solid big man all the way around that will give them a starting legit NBA center, as the questions of Pau Gasol and Joakim Noah are yet to be answered.
Well, there are no questions on Pau Gasol and Joakim Noah. Joakim Noah is moving on. He's made it abundantly clear. And now with this trade, they've moved on. Joakim Noah will be a free agent, and he's going to move on, and likely Pau Gasol will move on as well as they try and get this roster a little younger and a little more athletic and basically play to the strengths of the game that Fred Hoiberg wants this team to play. So they've turned the team over to Jimmy Butler, and when you look at it from the Bulls' perspective, you had to move on from Derrick Rose. In many ways, him there wasn't working because it had become Jimmy Butler's team, and the only one who hadn't realized it was Derrick Rose, and it was causing some disharmony on the floor and in the locker room as far as how this team was playing. So you needed to move on from Derrick Rose. And in return, you got yourself, as you said, Robin Lopez is a serviceable starting big man in this league. He's athletic enough to run the floor as a legitimate five. He has some basic back-to-the-basket low post moves. He's a good rebounder, a very good offensive rebounder, and has tremendous defensive instincts and shot-blocking instincts. Is he a star? No. Is he an all-star? No. But he is certainly a very solid starter. And he got him locked up for a few years. And in today's NBA, that $13 million a year number, which when they signed it last year looked a little inflated, is now I won't call it a bargain deal, but it's certainly fair market value and a very reasonable price for what you're getting at the center position. You brought in a Jerrion Grant who didn't look like he was going to develop here and didn't look like a good fit for what Phil envisioned a point guard to be. He's a nice fit for what Fred Hoiberg envisions a point guard to be, and maybe he can develop there. And in Jose Calderon, the Bulls got themselves a veteran locker room leader, and really that trade was made to get $7 million off of the Knicks cap and even up the numbers. That's why the numbers work out so well. And Calderon's contract expires at the end of the year, and the Bulls will realize some cap relief from that after they let Jose Calderon go. On the other side, Bob, more on this trade, and then we'll roll into some of the other trades that were made and are being rumored around the NBA. That's all next here on The Attack. You can weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsBylineUSA. This is the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. We're talking to some NBA here, as well we should, with the NBA draft tonight and trades in the air and trades being made. And we've been discussing the Knicks-Chicago trade, and rightfully so. And, Joe, in the previous segment, right when we were going out, You mentioned Jerrion Grant and maybe fitting better in Chicago than he did in New York. And it was a strange season for Jerrion Grant, all the focus on Kristaps Porzingis. And Grant had his moments, but he was inconsistent, to be kind, as many rookies are. But I don't think the coaching change particularly helped him. He could never really find his footing in New York. I think the kid has a lot of skill. I thought he played well in the preseason and in the summer league and had his moments. It was the one aspect of the trade that I was kind of sorry that the Knicks gave up on. I understand why they needed to do it, but I think Grant's going to be a pretty solid player in the NBA, and I think he will flourish under Freddie Hoiberg.
I tend to agree. Sometimes you have to give up something to get something, and I don't think the Knicks coveted him, and it was certainly not going to be a deal breaker for them. It may be something they end up paying for down the line. But really, to kind of sum up this trade, I guess it's a solid B to B plus for each team. In the Knicks, they do get the best player in the trade. They get a former NBA MVP who is just 27 years old and is on his walk year. Ever notice those guys on that walk year, when big money's on the other side of the mountain, they stay healthy, they stay behaved, and they often step up their game. And if Derrick Rose can be something like the Derrick Rose of the past before all the injuries, well, the Knicks will own his bird rights, and they'll be able to sign him, and they'll be able to fill in people around him, and maybe they'll have something going. If not, well, you part company, you got $21 million in cap space. And the nice thing about this trade, it didn't cost them any money, and it's not going to affect the rest of their shopping this year. In Robin Lopez, he's a guy, again, a solid guy, but he's certainly not a deal breaker for this deal, because now you can take your money, and basically what you've done, if you're the Knicks, you shifted the focus of your need in free agency from a position where there wasn't very much talent to a position where there's a lot. So your money will probably be better spent. So a sound B to B plus type deal for the Knicks, in that there's very low risk, there's the potential for very high reward, and you put yourself in a better position than you were before the trade. Do I outright love it? No, but I like it. And in second look, I kind of get it, because you're not saddled to Derrick Rose for very long. And again, a lot of people could make the case, well, you know, this is a typical Nick trade of, you know, trying to grab the big name on his last legs. Well, it may be. And there are some numbers that do point to that. But again, this is not one of those. This is not like when they traded Patrick Ewing and they got back all those bad contracts. This is not like so many of those trades where they brought in guys on their last legs and were saddled with these long-term bad contracts.
Right.
They've got him for this year. And actually, when they made the trade by sending out Robin Lopez and the expiring contract of Jose Calderon, their salary cap situation for this offseason hasn't changed at all. And that's the good thing. Where I'd be worried is Rose finally played some games last year, and he played most of the season. I think he played like 61 games. Do you know that of the 77 point guards who played 500-plus minutes last year, he was 66th in true shooting percentage, 69th in three-point field goal percentage, which shows you that he's not much of a perimeter shooter, and we kind of knew that. His game is about driving and attacking the basket. 55th in free throws attempted. And that is the big problem with Derrick Rose. He can't attack the basket anymore the way he used to, and he's not an overly reliable jump shooter. So the realities are, if you get the Derrick Rose of last year, and we talked about it last year, it was a player in major decline. If we get that player, who's going to average about 16 or 17 points, dish out about 5 assists? He's not going to get a big contract from the Knicks. If he rebounds and he's able to attack the basket and he's really able to look something like that Derrick Rose that looked like he was going to be a linchpin for the Chicago Bulls for years to come, well, he'll get the big deal. So again, to kind of sum it up, it's low risk, high reward potential for the Knicks. You got the best player, but it's not this great home run that that getting Derrick Rose would have been 4 or 5 years ago. It's a nice, solid double and a stab at trying to be competitive in the NBA and the Eastern Conference. And for the Bulls, hey, you replaced your outgoing center or centers with a younger player, comparable defensive player to Joakim Noah, athletic, cost certainty, a solid, solid piece. You picked up a developmental prospect in Jerry and Grant that you think a lot of. And you took on Jose Calderon, who's a locker room leader, but you had to take on the $7 million to make the numbers match. Otherwise, the Knicks wouldn't have done the deal because they didn't want to be saddled with an extra $7 million in salary and lose that salary cap space as they go shopping in free agency. So I like the deal for both sides. I think it's a solid double for both teams and smart, intelligent, savvy basketball as both of these teams look to reshape their rosters and return to the playoffs.
Yeah, I think your analysis is pretty spot on, you know, but it raises the question for me. And again, it depends on what Derrick Rose you get. But here you are with a beat up point guard, a young budding superstar, and an aging small forward. Now you have to fit some other pieces in. And I'm going to be real curious to see what direction Phil goes in, because they are looking at Joakim Noah. They are looking at Dwight Howard. They are looking at Paul Gasol. They're not going to sign all three of them, obviously, but they may sign one of them. They may even sign two of them. And to me, these are guys that we have talked about. And we had an at-length discussion about Dwight Howard yesterday. Joakim Noah kind of falls into that same category. And you and I both felt he was one of the 10 best players in the NBA when he was in his prime, just an underappreciated 10 best player because he did so much right. And his defense and his rebounding and his just physical play was something that was outstanding for any team. And that's why Chicago was as good as they were, a big piece of why Chicago were as good as they were for a long period of time. Well, we saw the physical breakdown of Joakim Noah start to happen a couple of seasons back. And you don't know what you're going to get out of him. And I'm real curious to see what, if anything, Phil is willing to spend to try to bring him in. And obviously, we had the same discussion yesterday about Dwight Howard. I hope he doesn't get caught up in the aging star trap with these two guys and add them to a roster that, quite frankly, has physical limitations as it is.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. He's not adding both. He's adding one. Because they still have other things to address. With Aaron Aflalo opting out, they got to go get a shooting guard as well.
No
question. And then they have to fill out the rest of the depth on the roster. And they have other guys who are free agents of theirs that they can re-sign and bring back. So I could see them, one of those three. Gasol's probably a little too old and is probably going to want to go to a contender, so I don't think he's coming here. And I think it's going to be one of Dwight Howard or Joakim Noah. And I think it's going to come down to which one is willing to come here for the most reasonable of contracts. Dwight Howard's already made it clear he wants max money, so he ain't coming to New York. If Joakim Noah gives the Knicks a contract that they can work with, Joakim Noah will step in for for Robin Lopez, and we'll see what he has left, and he'll be their next center. And then the Knicks can take a bunch of that leftover money and try and address the gap and hole that they're going to have at the shooting guard position. They'll fill out the roster with some inexpensive pieces, and they'll try and go to war with that group. So I don't think you're going to have to worry about getting stuck with both Dwight Howard and Joakim Noah. I think you'll get one. I'm guessing it's going to be Noah. I don't know what he has left. Like you said, the last 2 years, particularly last year, where he fell out of favor and was banged up, it looked like the physical toll was starting to show itself. Noah's now 31. Don't know what he has left. So if you can get him for a reasonable contract in today's NBA, that's the direction that you go, and I think that's the direction Knicks will probably go. And then most of the rest of the resources will be on bringing in a two-guard that can flat-out score the basketball and complement this group that's on the floor.
Yeah, I think it's a fair assessment. Again, I just hope they don't overspend. And like you said, Dwight's looking for a max money contract. But I think, as per our discussion yesterday, as he goes around the league, I mean, is there going to be an organization that's willing to spend that kind of money on him? If you're smart, the answer is no. But sometimes organizations make mistakes. I think the Knicks are intrigued with Dwight Howard. And I think in the long term, they would rather have him before Joakim Noah. but they have to do it at the right price. I agree with you. I don't think it would be both of them, but I'm just throwing the option out there because if they can get them both at the right price, I'm sure Phil would pull the trigger. But you ain't going to get them both at the right price. I'll be curious to see what direction the Knicks go because, again, this roster still has many physical limitations, and they've got to get younger and faster. That trade yesterday didn't necessarily do that for them.
Right. It was that shot. It was the shot. It was the low risk, high reward. We're taking a stab. Now you got to go out and get a center. You got to go out and get a shooting guard. That's going to take up most of your resources. The last few million dollars of your resources will be on a backup point guard because they don't really have one to back Derrick Rose up on this roster, as they don't believe Langston Galloway is a point guard. They think he's more of an undersized two. So those are the three things they're going to have to address, which means one big is coming in. He's going to have to come in at a right price because most of the money is going to go towards the shooting guard and a little bit's going to have to be left for the backup point guard. So we'll see what they come up with in the shopping list and what the roster looks like. On the other side, three-team trade that we have to explore. We'll do it next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. And I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. With pro-focused events that feature special savings opportunities just for pros, getting the best price on the right tools for the job couldn't be easier.
During Lowe's Pro Bonus Days, pros can save $150 on a carry-on utility trailer with gate. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or go to lowesforpros.com for details. Valid 620 through 624 and item number 100369. Exclusions apply, not available for sale in some stores, U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You want to take a chance on that?
I definitely would. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And we're talking to some NBA. There were trades other than that, Joe, in the National Basketball Association yesterday, including a three-way with Atlanta and Jeff Teague finally being moved along.
They usually pay double for a three-way in Vegas, but that said, we get a three-team deal between the Hawks,
just
the Jazz,
speaking
and the
from
Pacers.
Experience, are you?
Yes, I am. And we won't go there. That said, Jeff Teague goes to Indiana. George Hill goes to Utah. Number 12 pick goes to Atlanta. And, you know, when I look at this deal, I love this deal for the Pacers. You got to give them a solid 8A-. You got the best player in the deal. It's a player who is in the heart of his prime, is a borderline all-star caliber point guard. He's a true up-tempo point guard. And for what the Pacers want to do, and just in general, he's a better point guard and now a better fit than George Hill. No knock on George Hill, but Jeff Teague is the better basketball player. And ironically, from a dollars and cents standpoint, they're not taking on any more money. George Hill, Jeff Teague both make $8 million. They're both in the last years of their deal. From what I read, the Pacers would like to sign Teague to an extension, and they believe that he is part of their long-term future, and they believe him in concert with Paul George, the development of Miles Turner, and now they have something as far as real quality, real talented offensive players, and they think they have the ability to pick it up and put it down. And all it cost you was a lesser player and an older player in George Hill. I love this deal for the Indiana Pacers. Even though Teague suffered a minor knee injury at the back end of last year, might not be ready for opening night. You've talked about it before. I've talked about it before. The NBA is a long, long grind of a regular season. It really doesn't matter if you're ready for game one. It's all about being ready for game 31 or 41, getting in position to make the playoffs, and then being ready for the NBA's second season. Let us remember, the now defending NBA champion Cleveland Cavaliers, their point guard, I think, lost almost half a season in Kyrie Irving to the kneecap injury. So that said, I do love this trade, and I make it an unequivocal A or A minus for the Pacers. For the Jazz, I'll let you know what? Run with the Pacers first, and then we'll talk about the other two teams and our thoughts on their perspective. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, we can break it down a little bit, and there's not much for me to run with here because I happen to agree with you. I mean, we talked about it during the regular season and even into the playoffs where it seemed as if and the Hawks, who really liked Dennis Schroeder, were determined to move Jeff Teague out for whatever reason. Now, I understand that you have to get a little bit younger and you have to go in the direction that you think is best for your basketball team, but Teague is an all-star. And he's a very good basketball player who evolved once he got into the league. And I think the Pacers being able to pick him up adds something to their roster that, you know, is going to benefit them not only in the short term, but if they can come to the financial agreement in the long term, they're going to be a very good basketball team next year with this particular addition. And Atlanta finally gets to do what they wanted to do and move on from Jeff Teague. I wish, quite frankly, that the Knicks had made the move for Jeff Teague as opposed to Derrick Rose. I would rather see him in a Knick uniform than Derrick Rose. But Indiana was able to pull the trigger as they put together the three-team league. So from their perspective, if you're an Indiana Pacer fan, I'm very, very happy this morning.
I mean, I'm in accord with you as it relates to I would rather have seen the Knicks acquire Jeff Teague, as I think he's the better player at this stage of their respective careers. Age is comparable, last year of deals, all of that stuff. The problem for the Knicks is, well, they don't have a draft pick. So they weren't,
right.
You know, they don't have a pick in the NBA draft that was going to allow this to happen. And the realities are that lottery pick that Utah possesses allowed, it was one of the things that allowed this three-team deal to come together.
Oh, no question.
And, you know, that and there was an interest from Utah of getting out of the draft. They didn't like anybody at number 12. They want to start winning now, and they want to acquire some veteran pieces to go with this young roster that they thought would be good fits. And in George Hill, they get a point guard that fits what they want to do. You know, they run that motion offense, and so much of their offense moves through Gordon Hayward and Rodney Hood. that their point guards aren't necessarily traditional point guards as far as big assist totals and being those guys that facilitate a ton of offense for others. What they want is guys that can defend, guys that have a little size, and guys that are reliable three-point shooters and make some smart decisions with the basketball and are more lead guards than pure point guards. Well, yep. That's George Hill in a nutshell. That's him in a nutshell. I couldn't think of a better way to describe him. He's not an ingenious passer. He's not a great assist man. You know, he's a lead guard, not a pure point guard. He's a very good outside shooter. He makes very smart decisions with the basketball, and he's a solid defensive player and a solid, solid hand. And that's exactly what the Utah Jazz got in George Hill. And he provides insurance for Dante Exum, who they think is going to be their man at the point guard on both ends of the court down the road. But he's coming off a knee injury, yep. And they needed insurance, so they got just that.
Well,
if I were Utah, I certainly would rather have had Jeff Teague than George Hill. And from that standpoint, I don't know that I necessarily understand the trade because they had the commodity Atlanta wanted. They had the draft pick. Mm-hmm. They didn't need to involve Indiana. They could have just went and got Jeff Teague directly instead of getting George Hill. They like the fit of George Hill better. I like Jeff Teague, the player, better. So for me, it leaves me scratching my head a little bit as far as why the Jazz did what they did. The dollars aren't a factor or anything else. Length of contract, not a factor. Those aren't factors. They just picked the guy that they felt was a better fit. So for them, they're kind of a B-. It's not a terrible trade, but I don't love it because they could have gotten Teague, and Teague's the better player.
Well, I agree with you as far as the talent level, but I understand why they did it. You know, I've talked about it many times, and I know you concur. When you have a young locker room that's talented, you want to bring in a winning pedigree. George Hill has that. He's been on winners his entire career. And also, Joe, if you bring Jeff Teague in, if Dante Exum is your future point guard, eventually you're going to have a controversy as far as who should be the guy. There's not going to be a controversy with George Hill coming in. It's going to be Dante Exum. George Hill is there for insurance. He can start for you in the beginning of the year if necessary. But when Dante Exum is ready to play, if he's capable and up to the task of doing it, he will be their starting point guard. But George Hill is one of those guys that will be in that locker room. And as they're trying to figure out, because you and I both think it's a very talented Utah Jazz roster, he's going to help teach them how to win. And young teams and young players need that in the locker room. I also think that goes into the thinking process. And, of course, giving up the lottery draft pick, they just feel that there's not much there that's worth signing. They don't want to put that financial burden on their team.
Well, as it is a small financial burden, they got
No, I get it. But
it's only a couple of $3 million, Bob. The motivation there is they quite – I mean, they worked out, it seemed like, everybody in the free world.
Yeah,
and they
had it worked out.
And they just didn't like what was available to or what was going to be available to them at 12 with this young, talented roster. They're like, well, we're going to draft this guy. He's going to sit on the end of our bench, and in a few years we're going to cut him. So there wasn't a fit. They needed some veteran talent. I get it. Again, I like Teague better. They were both on the last year of their deal. It's fine. They like the fit. Sometimes you got to get guys that fit what you do. I get it. It's a sound B-minus type move for the Jazz. Definitely an A-minus move for the Indiana Pacers. And for the Atlanta Hawks, they get another pick in the draft. Now I hear they're going to trade both of those picks. So I got to give the grade for Atlanta an incomplete until I know what they're going to do and I know if they're going to be able to sign Al Horford because I have no idea right now the direction of that Atlanta Hawks franchise. I don't know where they're going.
Well, you know, look, they want to bring Horford back. That's obvious. They feel they can do that by getting rid of both of these draft picks and having, having the money available to do it. But the question is, and it's something you and I have talked about literally for years, he's going to play center again on this basketball team. And he's made it clear that at this point in his career, where he has maybe 3-4 years of his prime left, that he doesn't want to take the physical pounding of playing the center position anymore.
Well, then I got an idea for him. Take a bunch of money from the Detroit Pistons and go play next to Andre Drummond.
Yeah.
He can hit. He now has that range to step out, shoot the three, and do it very well. And he can be the he can be one of the best stretch fours in all the league because he can truly defend fours and fives without a problem.
Yeah.
He's got a post game. We've seen that. He's a good rebounder. Now with that 3-point range that he's added in the last couple of years, imagine him next to Drummond. As bad as the fit as Greg Monroe was next to Drummond, Al Horford will be a great fit next to Andre Drummond, along with some of the other young talent they have there. This will help Stan Van Gundy turn the corner in Detroit. So if I was Al Horford and I was determined not to play center and I wanted to get with a team that was on the cusp of something very special in the next couple of years while I'm still in my prime, because it's not about money anymore. It's about basketball opportunities. These guys will all get their money. They don't want to be locked up long term. They want to be on rather short deals with opt-outs so they can take advantage of getting back into free agency for even more money.
Right.
So it's really not a money motivate. Oh, you'll get more if you stay with the team that owns your bird rights. It doesn't matter anymore. It really doesn't. So if I was Al Horford and my mindset was what you indicated that it was, Detroit would be the perfect fit. And boy, they would turn the corner pretty quickly under Stan Van Gundy if Al Horford ended up in Detroit.
Yeah, and there's a couple of other teams that fall into that category as well. One isn't as talented, but he could do the same thing with the Nets playing next to Brook Lopez. He could do the same thing with Miami. You know, with the uncertainty of what's going on with Chris Bosh.
I don't know if they have the money, Bob.
Well, you know, again, financially you would have to see whether or not it worked out. I'm just talking about fit. There's a couple of teams that could desperately use a power forward that have centers, at least as of now, in place. And, you know, he would not have to take that physical pounding that he's been taking for year after year after year with Atlanta. Now, there is a certain loyalty to Atlanta. He loves playing down there. He certainly loves being a part of a franchise that, you know, he's been there since the beginning, and that does weigh in. He seems to like the coach. But if they can't come up with a guy in the middle to let him go to his natural position, I don't think move the draft picks. I think they're going to lose him.
Yeah, I don't think moving the draft. Yeah, I don't really get it. Let's trade for a draft pick and then try and move them. You know, so like I said, I give it an incomplete. I initially don't like it. I've got to see where they go. I really, really can't tell you what I think until I know where they're going. But that's one of those bigs that's on the market, you know, and there are quite a few of them out there, and a lot of them are going to get paid, not the least of which is Hassan Whiteside, and I can't wait to see where he ends up. And boy,
we
were talking about guys that would be a good fit. Imagine Hassan Whiteside next to Kristaps Porzingis. I want to talk about all of a sudden having an impenetrable defense. Well, they'd have that. Forget the fact they couldn't score the ball all that much. It wouldn't matter. Just something to think about. And they got the money to bring him in. They couldn't bring in anybody else, but they could bring him in. Well, we'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. We're Spano and Black. Keep it where it's at.
Attention. If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, as we finish up hour one here on the Attack. And, you know, Joe, we've raised a lot of intriguing possibilities, and there'll be a lot of movement in tonight's draft. Draft picks being traded, teams that are without looking to move back in. And I think that's going to tip the hand of some of these teams as to who moves back into the draft, who's not there, and in what direction they will take from there into free agency. And I'll be curious to see how that plays out tonight. Whiteside to the Knicks. That's intriguing.
I know. I mean, everybody's talked Noah, you know, and Dwight Howard, and, you know, I don't know what they have left. Al Horford's out of the equation in many ways, just because why would he want to go to the Knicks to play center?
Right.
You know, and, you know, I mean, they could go with some of the cheaper options as well. The Bismack Biyombos, but he will make a lot of money anyway. The Jan Mahimis, maybe even a Timothy Mozgov reunion. I know he fell out of favor in Cleveland when they went small, but the guy has shown to be a capable rim protector and fourth option scorer. I mean, is he... Is there a significant difference between him and Robin Lopez? Not really.
No.
There really isn't, if given an opportunity. So, you know, if you can get him on the cheap, that may be a direction you go and spend a lot of your money on your, you know, on your shooting guard. But at the same time, man, if I want to break the bank, go for it. Give that max money deal to Hassan Whiteside. I got two guys with 7'7" wingspans. You try penetrating. Now I've got something that I can really build upon.
Yep.
Well, that's hour one, man. Hour two, a little boxing, a lot more basketball. We'll step aside right now, and then Bob and I will be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The House is adjourned until next month as the Democratic Party sit-in continues. Democrats began that sit-in yesterday morning, led by Georgia Democrat and civil rights icon John Lewis. They're demanding a vote on gun control legislation.
We will not be satisfied. We will not be pleased until we do something in a major way. Make a major down payment on ending gun violence.
The sit-in rolling late into the night and into this morning as chants of no bill, no break erupt as Speaker Paul Ryan tries to bring the House to order and end the protest by calling for a vote on other issues. Lawmakers did eventually pass a bill overnight funding efforts to fight the Zika virus, but after that, Speaker Ryan announcing the adjournment until July 5th. And Florida officials now saying they've killed the alligator that killed a two-year-old boy at Disney Resort last week. This is USA Radio News.
Competitive swimmer and Olympic gold medalist Dana Vollmer is anything but ordinary, especially as a new mom.
I've had an amazing experience this past year, getting back into competitive swimming after the birth of my son. And now that I'm a mom, it's a perfect time for me to be partnering with Pampers to show my son that all things are possible when you dream big. I was so excited to get back into the water after becoming a mom, for myself, but also for my son, so he could get inspired from a young age. I want him to grow up seeing his mom achieve her dreams as a competitive swimmer and hopefully ignite his own passions for success.
How does she balance it all?
Sleep is so important in the balance of everything. I need the energy to train and to just keep up with my son. We use Pampers in our house, which provide overnight protection that helps our son have a sound night of sleep. And a good night's sleep for baby means we both wake up well-rested and ready to conquer our dreams.
For more information, go to Pampers.com.
The House approves a bill providing over $1 billion in funding to fight the Zika virus. GOP lawmakers in both the House and Senate agreeing on $1.1 billion in Zika funding. Before the overnight vote, the White House issuing a statement saying the plan is 4 months late and nearly $1 billion short of what's needed to fight the virus that can cause serious birth defects. The vote all of Europe's been waiting for has arrived. USA Radio's Jason Wirt reports.
Residents of Great Britain head to the polls to determine if they stay or leave the EU. Daniel Conscious of the Heritage Foundation told USA Radio News those wanting the UK to stay in the EU to reform it are overruled by reality.
The UK gets consistently outvoted in the EU decision-making bodies. And so this idea that somehow they're going to reform it, I don't think we've seen any history or any indication that that would happen.
Conscious added leaving would actually benefit England better on the world stage. I'm Jason Wirt.
Thanks, Jason, and I'm John DeMaster. This is USA Radio News, where you can get breaking news at usaradio.com.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
A man who was a suspect in the notorious death of JonBenet Ramsey 20 years ago, now facing charges of sexual exploitation of a child. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details. He is in Washington.
52-year-old Gary Howard Olive has been booked on charges that he uploaded child porn images to a Google mail address. A Boulder City spokesperson, Sarah Huntley, says the Ramsey case is still open and they've not ruled out any suspects, including Oliva. As for these current charges...
Again, these charges are not connected to the Ramsey case in any way. They're a new allegation, but we understand the interest in Mr. Oliva given the fact that we have looked at him in the past.
Oliva has been a suspect in that long unsolved case of the 6-year-old beauty queen for more than a decade. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In Arlington, Virginia, the County Board of Supervisors urges state officials to provide driver's licenses to undocumented or illegal immigrants. Frank Hammond has the story.
Board member Christian Dorsey, who sponsored the measure at the behest of the new Virginia majority and other advocacy groups, says it's appropriate and the right thing to do. A number of jurisdictions, including Maryland and the District of Columbia, provide undocumented residents the opportunity to obtain driver's license, although most states do not. In Virginia, those seeking a license must show proof of identity, legal presence, Virginia residency, and Social Security number. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
And this is USA Radio News.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, as well they should have. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country, and we truly appreciate them. Joe, we have a huge hour two in front of us, don't we, my friend?
We sure do, Bob. Gigantic hour two in front of us. And it's going to start at, right on the other side, at 10 after hour number two, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time, with Boxing Hall of Famer Al Bernstein from Showtime Championship Boxing joining us. And he's going to help us break down all of this weekend's big boxing action. And then Chris Ekstrand takes us home at 40 after hour number two to help us preview tonight's upcoming NBA draft.
Yeah, should be fun. And, you know, I'm really excited about, well, you and I have been there before. I'm excited about the draft. We always enjoy ourselves at those kind of events. We're not going today, but we have been there before, and it's just a fun night for everybody, especially the kids, as they get major money put into their bank accounts.
Sure is. And in between our two guests, you know, we'll tackle some things. We'll stay NBA. Perhaps we'll hit NHL officially coming to Las Vegas.
Yep.
And that's how we'll set up hour two. And, you know, for those of you that listen to us on devices, let's run down the many ways that you can listen to the Spano and Black Attack and Sports Byline on the go via your devices. There's, of course, sportsbyline.com, our award-winning website with the Listen Live link and the wealth of on-demand content. There's the great apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yep. Greatly appreciate your service. Thanks for being there for us when it counts.
Yep. On the other side, International Boxing Hall of Famer and Showtime Championship Boxing analyst Al Bernstein joins us next to talk all things boxing as it relates to this weekend's big boxing cards on both sides of the pond. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Phone's going to hold here for just a couple of minutes as we're joined by the great Al Bernstein, Hall of Famer, voice of Showtime Boxing, and he joins us here on the Attack. Hey, Al, nice to talk to you. Bob Black, Joe Spano, thanks for joining us today.
Good to be with you guys.
I'll tell you what, it's got to be an exciting thing. You're coming up to the big city, and first primetime boxing show on CBS since 1987. Pretty big event here for Showtime Championship Boxing.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. It's, first and foremost, it's a terrific boxing match between Keith Thurman and Sean Porter. And secondarily, as you point out, making a little history on CBS as we bring it to a wider audience and give people a chance to see what I think is going to be a very good boxing match.
Well, you talk about it being a very good boxing match. These are two of the very best welterweights in the world. It's Saturday. It's June 25th, 9 p.m. Eastern time on CBS. It's for the WBA welterweight championship. Keith One-Time Thurman is the classic boxer puncher, likes to work from range, is really a hard hitter, but also a cerebral boxer. His opponent, Sean Showtime Porter, while they have similar reach, he's more of an inside fighter, and I think that dichotomy of styles make this a potentially a very interesting fight, as well as how evenly matched these two guys are.
That was a perfect analysis of the fight. You've left me up to That was perfect. I can't add anything. No, that was great. No, exactly what it is. And a big part of this, as you just pointed out, is that Sean Porter is going to have to figure out a way to work his way inside. But here's the way he does it. You know, he has a terrific jab. It's a thunderous punch. It's powerful. And he uses it to bulldoze his way in. And then once he gets inside, especially if he can put you on the ropes, he's very aggressive. He kind of mugs you on the inside. He throws a lot of punches. He's very physical. A former football player in high school who's come down in weight to 147, so he's really strong. And for Keith Thurman, as you pointed out, just a classic boxer puncher. His mission is going to be to hit Sean Porter with something very big on his way in. And one of the punches that fans should look for in this fight is the Keith Thurman uppercut. He's got a great uppercut, and he'll try and use that as Porter's coming in.
Well, you know, as we referenced at the beginning of the interview, Al, first on CBS since 1987, primetime. And you've talked about both of these fighters not only having a respect for the sport, but having a respect for each other. And the way that they carry themselves is something that CBS can kind of capitalize on, and it'll be a good spotlight to shine on.
Yeah, you know, listen, boxing is a sport that doesn't always, I mean, there's been more boxing on over-the-air TV this past year or so, but it doesn't always, you know, because there's been a lot of it, and sometimes it doesn't get the attention focused on it still that we might like to see. This is a matchup, as you point out, that has two people that if you're a person in the sport of boxing and you'd like your sport to be seen and appreciated by more people, this is maybe the exact match you'd like to be there, because two fighters who are in their prime, very motivated to win, and do comport themselves in a way that I think is a credit to the sport. And there's a lot to be said for that.
You know, Al, we talked about the styles making for a great fight, a Mr. Inside versus a Mr. Outside, two guys that can crack, two guys that are really tremendous fighters and perhaps amongst the very best that the welterweight division has to offer. If there's one edge I can really find for Sean Porter, it's they have similar amounts of experience, but Sean Porter's fought a lot better fighters than Keith Thurman has. Guys like Adrian Bronner, guys like Kell Brook, who may be the best welterweight in the entire division. And I think that's a big advantage for Sean Porter.
Yeah, I agree. You're absolutely right about that, too. That is the kind of the wild card here. Keith Thurman's fought good fighters, like Robert Guerrero and some others, but not at the level that Porter has. Porter is probably his best opponent, and that, of course, can't necessarily be said about Thurman for Porter. The other third man in that division that people would point to and say he would belong with these two is Kell Brook, who won a very close decision over Porter to get the title. And, of course, Danny Garcia has the other welterweight title. So that difference in experience could be a very key point in this fight. And we'll have to see. Some people are suggesting that not only the level that Porter fights at, but that, you know, constant aggression could be too much for Keith Thurman. We're going to find out.
Hall of Famer Al Bernstein joining us here on The Attack. Well, with that being said, how do you see it playing out, and what does Thurman need to do to keep that from happening?
Yeah, Keith Thurman needs to, I think, be a boxer, but plant and throw enough so that he can keep Porter honest. Now, Adrian Broner, who is not as big a puncher as Keith Thurman by any stretch, was able to knock Porter down in the 12th round with kind of a flash knockdown. Now, Porter got right back up and continued for the rest of the round, and, you know, but he did get knocked down. Thurman needs to do something like that, or certainly get the respect of Porter coming in to diminish some of those bull rushes. And he needs to stay off the ropes. If this fight is fought with Keith Thurman's back against the ropes, it could be a very difficult night for him. And I think part of that is also using the jab to negate Porter's jab. I mentioned that earlier. That's one of Sean Porter's underrated traits, that he has this just a light jab that's so powerful.
Well, you know, you look at this bout, you think it's a very even matchup. We think it's going to be close. I do want to ask you one question before we move on to the undercard, and then there's another fight I want to talk about as well. Who do you think's going to come out on top? And once you've picked a winner for us, what do you think the future holds in the short term for the winner? Do they work on unifying these titles, such as hooking up with Kell Brook or one of these other champions in this great division?
Well, I kind of have a rule for myself that if I'm going to announce the fight, I never pick a winner, so I'll have to demur on that. But whoever does win this fight, and again, it's a 50-50 fight, has many options open to them. Danny Garcia would be one. Kell Brook is fighting Jesse Vargas very shortly, unifying two of the titles. Actually, I mentioned Danny Garcia. Jesse Vargas also has a welterweight title. But they're fighting each other. So there are options available, and Brook would eventually maybe play into the plans of the winner of this fight. But the winner of this fight will certainly have major fights available to them. And now the landscape of boxing is changing a little bit, because from a political standpoint, it's starting to look like Bob Arum's Top Rank company and Al Haymon's PBC maybe doing business with each other and making fights. So that would even offer more alternatives to the winner of this fight.
Well, you got a co-feature on the card as well, a featherweight title match between Cuellar and Matas. That's going to be a pretty nice match.
Well, that one actually has been postponed because Abner Maris, that was canceled because Abner Maris had some eye issues. So, unfortunately, that one, which would have been a good, really good fight, that was not going to be there. And instead, we're going to have Jared Hurd taking on Oscar Molina, two fighters who are younger fighters, who are very, very talented and hopefully will provide us with a good additional fight.
Well, the other fight I want to go to, Al, it's another Showtime matchup. It's coming from across the pond. It's also on Saturday night, June 25th, 5:30 p.m. Eastern time on Showtime. It's the IBF heavyweight championship fight between, to me, the most exciting guy in the heavyweight division and maybe the most exciting guy in all of boxing, Anthony Joshua versus Dominic Brazil. Talk about that matchup a little bit. I know a lot about Joshua as I've seen his last four or five fights, and I think he's terrific. I know nothing about Dominic Brazil, and maybe you could break down that matchup
yeah,
for us a little
bit. Brazil is a big, tall heavyweight. He's the as we know, heavyweights now. He's just as tall as Joshua. He's about 6'6", and a big guy. Not a huge puncher, however. And he's undefeated, but he's been tested and had very close fights that a couple of them looked like they were going to go against him. So Brazil hasn't shown the kind of dominance, even though he's undefeated, that Anthony Joshua does. And it's going to be incumbent upon Brazil to really fight the perfect fight. He's going to have to avoid getting clipped with the big power punch from Joshua, and he's going to have to pedal away and be a good volume puncher. He thinks he can hurt Joshua, and Dillian White, two fights ago, did stun Joshua, but Joshua didn't go down. And the one thing we don't know about Anthony Joshua yet, as he's an Olympic champion, he's undefeated, monstrous power, and knows how to fight. If a good big heavyweight hits him right on the chin, will he be able to take that punch? We don't know that definitively yet. Brazil thinks he can test that, though he's not a huge puncher. But it's a very interesting fight, and I agree with you that Anthony Joshua is potentially boxing's biggest superstar. He could be a reincarnation of Lennox Lewis, but even in a more dramatic way. We have to wait and see. And, of course, now the heavyweight division, there is interest. There's Deontay Wilder, who's the first American to hold a version of the championship for a long time. He's fighting against Chris Areola in a month or two. Also, of course, Vladimir Klitschko and Tyson Fury having a rematch. If Fury wins that, it's kind of a three-headed monster in the heavyweight division with Fury, Joshua, and Wilder. And somebody else coming up on the side, two people really, Luis Ortiz, who's a Puerto Rican champion, and Joseph Parker from New Zealand. So all of a sudden, the heavyweight division has some interest.
Al, we appreciate the couple minutes, but you've got a couple of things going on. You've got an event in Brooklyn on Friday at Rocco's Tacos, and you're going to be giving away your book. So please talk about both real quickly before we let you out.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's a place right now near the Marriott in Brooklyn. The Corona Extra is sponsoring the event. And they've asked me to host it, and we'll be the first 50 people there will get a free copy of my book, 30 Years, 30 Undeniable Truths About Boxing, Sports, and TV. And we're going to be showing some videos related to the fight. We're going to do a question and answer period, some boxing trivia questions for people to win prizes, and we're just going to have a fun pre-fight party on Friday night. So it should be a good time, and it's all sponsored by the folks at Corona Extra.
Well, Al, we appreciate the couple minutes. You're great as always. Enjoy your weekend, and it'd be good to have you back up in New York. Thanks for your time.
It's good to be with you guys. Take care.
Bye-bye now. That was the great Al Bernstein, Boxing Hall of Famer and color analyst for Showtime Championship Boxing, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, and give us a breakdown of all the great boxing action this weekend, Bob. Yep. On the other side, more of the Spano and Black Attack right after this very short timeout.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That gets us in a nutshell, doesn't it?
Sure does, Bob. Sure does. As we continue here on The Attack, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 800-878-7529. And, you know, the focus thus far really has been mostly the NBA. You can weigh in on anything as it relates to the upcoming NBA draft or any of the trades that we talked about. Your take on any of them, you've heard ours. So please weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsByline. USA.
You want to continue a little bit? Any last thoughts on the NBA? At least till we get our guest.
I'm good on all the trades. The only other thing I've really heard, and we talked about the fact that Atlanta was considering trading both of their draft picks to free up some cap space and convince Al Horford to stay. Beyond that, the only other thing I'm really and the draft is going to be crazy because we really just everybody wants to trade out of these lottery picks because they don't love the top of the draft. They say it's weak. It's deep in that everybody from 14 to about 40 is about the same. But that said, so it should be an exciting and interesting draft. And in just a few minutes, Chris Ekstrand from the NBA will join us and we'll get his take on all things NBA draft. But the last little story I saw, the Phoenix Suns looking to trade Eric Bledsoe. They're going to put him out there, an oft-injured player who, much like Derrick Rose, his best years may be behind him. So you got to wonder what they can get for an Eric Bledsoe out there on the open market. But the word is that he can be had.
Second round pick.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, how fast that franchise fell. There they were, a cusp franchise when Hornacek was coaching, and they had everything going for them. Too many guards, which ended up being the downfall of the franchise in the short term, and how quickly they fell. And it's pretty amazing what's gone out there in the Valley of the Sun. And hopefully they can rebuild. That's always been a very solid franchise. I mean, they have a long and storied history now. They've just never been able to get over the hump. It would be nice to see that happen.
Fair point. Fair point all the way around, Bob. But that was really the last of the major things that I wanted to discuss NBA. So I'll let you take it anywhere you want to go.
Well, let's talk Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. NHL has their awards ceremonies yesterday in Vegas at the same time that the league is improving Vegas expansion for 2017-18. And the ice, no pun intended, has been broken in the city. And I'm not talking so much about the NHL itself, but just the fact that a major sport has now decided to put a franchise in Sin City, and it's going to open the door for everybody else. Rob Manfred had interesting conversations yesterday and talked about the fact that he could definitely see, once stadium issues are resolved, a baseball team moving there. So it's going to happen. It's going to happen quickly. I think you could end up seeing all four sports in Las Vegas in the not-too-distant future.
Well, NHL looks like they have opened the door for Vegas. So the NHL is lock, stock, and barrel, and they'll start play there in 2017-2018. The NFL is going to be right behind them. They're going to get this Raiders to Vegas thing taken care of. I have a feeling that the area wants it. The money is there to do it. And the NFL is not going to stand in their way. And the other options are not as attractive to the Raiders as Vegas is now. If they go to Los Angeles, it's only because nobody else wanted to share with the Rams, meaning the Chargers. You know, the future is not in Oakland. They will not build them a stadium. Forget it. So the realities are the most attractive option for them is Las Vegas. That's where they'll end up. So there's your second major professional sports team in Las Vegas behind the NHL. So you'll have the NHL, the NFL, as you mentioned. Rob Manfred's also talked about expansion. I think he'd like to go 32 teams in the not-too-distant future. And I think you'll see baseball in Las Vegas, and you'll see baseball in Montreal before too long as well. And I think the last team to show up, just because of the fiasco that was the All-Star game there a number of years ago, will be the NBA. But I do believe the NBA will eventually end up in Las Vegas after everybody else has the success that it looks like they're going to have in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. And, you know, the issue for the NBA, Joe, is they do need to go back to Seattle. And Seattle/Las Vegas, you got two West Coast teams. So how are you going to balance it out? Is it going to be relocation of franchises? Is it going to be expansion? You know, there's some East Coast cities that are probably ready for basketball in their cities, Tampa being one of them. I mean, I'd love to see an arena in downtown Tampa. I think they would support a team there. You know, there's other East Coast cities, too, that come into play. They're going to have to take a long look on how they would balance it out. And as we had talked about previously,
well,
you know,
it could start out by shifting Memphis back to the Eastern Conference where they would belong.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There you go. There's one. And then you figure out one of these teams that's on the border. You shift them back to the Eastern Conference. Problem solved. That was easy.
Could be.
I did your homework for you.
Well, yeah, but the other aspect of it, Joe, there would be nothing wrong with expanding in the NBA. I mean, we always talk about the level of talent that are on these rosters. There's room to grow for the NBA. And there's a number of cities that could take expansion teams as such and really go with it. But I agree with you. I think that the NBA is going to end up being the last team in the door in Las Vegas.
And I, you know, eventually they'll go to 32. It'll be Vegas and They'll find a partner. Like you said, it'll probably be Seattle. And, you know, they'll shift Memphis and one other team back east, and that'll solve your problem, and they'll go to 32. Baseball's going to go to 32, and it'll be Montreal and Vegas. And the NFL's going to move the Raiders there. They're already at 32, and that's exactly where they're going to stay. And then there's the NHL, who expands in Vegas and stops at 31. they really can't do anything right.
Well, they can't count.
You know, so they stop at 31. You have Quebec City, who would be happy to bring an NHL team to their market. And the NHL cites, well, the weak Canadian dollar, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What do you care? Give out the 32nd franchise to Quebec City, which is ready for a team. Take the $500 million expansion fee, spread it out amongst the other 30 owners, and go to war with 32 teams. Yeah. In the 2017-2018 season, if Quebec City doesn't work out because of the weakness of the Canadian dollar, well, you move them down here somewhere. I mean, the realities are you got to have some teams in Canada. It's a Canadian sport that has no team that has relatively few teams in Canada and had no Canadian teams in the playoffs.
Well, they've been getting it better in the National Hockey League. We beat up on them for a long, long time. But you're 100% right. They can't count. You know, let's get it done and get balance. But, you know, again, it's a league that's still skating on thin ice, pun intended. Yeah. You know, they still have to get it right.
On the other side, Bob, NBA draft. Chris Ekstrand from the NBA joins us next. We'll talk NBA draft with him. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. And I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. With pro-focused events that feature special savings opportunities just for pros, getting the best price on the right tools for the job couldn't be easier.
During Lowe's Pro Bonus Days, pros can save $150 on a carry-on utility trailer with Gate. Visit the Pro Desk in store or go to lowesforpros.com for details. Valid 6/20 through 6/24 and item number 100369. Exclusions apply, not available for sale in some stores, U.S. only.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold here for a couple of minutes as we're joined by NBA consultant Chris Ekstrand. He knows it all, whether it's player movement, draft, whatever it is in the NBA. That's why he consults the National Basketball Association. They lean on him, and he's here to provide us with a lot of 411. Welcome, Chris. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Chris, I want to start with some movement that went on yesterday and then, you know, some teams that are involved with a lot of draft picks, and you saw the trade specifically with Atlanta, where they now have two number one draft picks that they're supposedly looking to get rid of. And then, of course, the Celtics have every other draft pick left in the draft. So it's an interesting dynamic. Who do you think will be in play for those Atlanta draft picks if they truly want to move them? And obviously the Celtics have to do some movement. What have you heard about dance partners with them?
Yeah, I mean, Boston has been selling that number three pick pretty hard. They've talked to more than half of the teams intensively and a few others, you know, sort of cursory talks. So, you know, they're weighing a lot of offers. They have, you know, substantive offers for that number three pick and some that involve their other two first-round picks at 16 and 23. What happens with those is just a guess. I mean, there are a lot of things out there. The way this draft is structured, you have four teams that have three first-round picks each, and then you have six hungry teams that don't have any draft picks at all, including some pretty high-profile teams like Miami and New York. So there's a lot in the air right now. I think, you know, the what's behind Atlanta's move is they want to make sure they have enough money to retain Al Horford. That's their number one goal. Their number one goal isn't to come away with this draft from this draft with young players, is to make sure that Horford doesn't leave. So that's what was behind that whole thing. And, of course, moving Dennis Schroeder into the starting point guard spot next year.
You know, Chris, I guess after the first two picks, with all this uncertainty led by Boston and their desire to get out of that number three spot and get some more proven commodities, I guess it's pretty hard to forecast where this draft goes, because we don't know who's going to own that number three pick, and we really just don't know where this is going. Would it be fair to say that it's almost impossible at this point to forecast much of anything past the second pick in the draft?
I agree with that. I think it's going to be sort of like dominoes falling. You know, if this happens, then this is likely to happen. One of the scenarios that we've all been watching is Philadelphia really, really would like to get Chris Dunn. And if they could get, of course, they're going to have to get up into the top. You know, they're going to have to get either that three from Boston or the four from Phoenix probably to get done. So Philadelphia, again, has firepower. They have two late first-round picks, 24 and 26, which are really valuable because those could be international guys that you leave overseas for a couple years. So high value, but you don't have to, you know, bring those players onto your roster right now. So Philadelphia has been making a bid to try to get up into that upper area of the draft, even though, of course, they have the number one pick and are expected to select Ben Simmons. But they would like to get Simmons and Chris Dunn. Now, if that scenario happens, you know, again, there's four other things that will follow after that. But every pick from three to, let's say, eight, where Sacramento's picking, have been talked about in terms of trade rumors. So all of those picks could be looked at. I mean, Minnesota at five, Scott Layden said, and Scott Layden's been around for 30 years in this game. He came up with the Utah Jazz way back when. He said he's never received more calls than he has this year for Minnesota's number five. So things are very active.
You know, and speaking of Philadelphia, you mentioned they have the number one overall pick, and they made it abundantly clear that they're going to pick Ben Simmons. I watched Ben Simmons in college. I know you did a lot. I'm taken with the array of skills. I'm not taken with the lack of killer instinct. late game, it wasn't him. It was Keith Hornsby or it was Tim Quarterman taking all those late shots. And that really turned me off of Ben Simmons as an NBA prospect. And then you mentioned Philadelphia and liking Chris Dunn. My mindset is the best way to kind of save Ben Simmons is bring him in and have him, you know, be that large point forward and have him almost play like Magic Johnson and facilitate the offense of others. Because to me, he looks a lot more like either Magic Johnson or Lamar Odom than he does LeBron James. And if you bring Chris Dunn in, you're taking Ben Simmons off the ball. And I don't think that's a recipe for success for Ben Simmons in the NBA. Your thoughts on Ben Simmons' game and how him and Chris Dunn would fit together?
Yeah, I mean, this one thing that everybody sort of agrees with is if you're going to take Ben Simmons and have Ben Simmons on your team, he's got to be a focal point as a point forward. I mean, that's his strength, is setting other people up. I think we give players a bad rap, though. A guy can be incredibly influential from a point forward position. I mean, a guy like Simmons, I don't think, yeah, he doesn't shoot the ball well now, but that could, you know, that could improve over the years. But the main thing with him is, what's wrong with a guy who can get you, you know, 12 to 14 points just on, you know, the offense playing through him, also getting you 9 or 10 rebounds, also getting you 7 or 8 assists? I mean, coaches dream about players like that because you can deploy him from anywhere on the court and he can help you. You know, he's a guy who's big enough and will get stronger. You can post him up and, you know, nobody forgets that Magic Johnson sky hook, you know, that won the finals for the Lakers. So, you know, yeah, he's not a great shooter. He's not going to be the guy, at least initially, who's going to take big shots at the end of a game. And I take your point about Chris Dunn and he together. But listen, these are really young players. And if the worst problem that Philadelphia has is they get Chris Dunn and Ben Simmons on the same team and Brett Brown has to figure out how that works together, that's a nice problem to have. It's certainly a lot better than going 20 and 62 every year.
You know, there are people who question the quality of this year's draft, and we'll get to that in a second. But going back to last year, the name Kristaps Porzingis is announced. The crowd goes nuts, not in a positive way. Oops, turns out he was a pretty damn good player. Now we're looking. There's a guy named Dragan Bender, and nobody knows anything about him, at least not most people. Give us a little thumbnail on how good this guy is and how he can help a team on the NBA level right away.
The biggest difference between the two is that Bender didn't get a chance to play very much this past year. I mean, that's the biggest difference. Porzingis had an ideal situation. He was playing for a team called Sevilla in Spain. They were an under 500 team, and as a result, he got huge minutes, and he got to, you know, make his mistakes and play a lot. And that's the key, is playing time. It doesn't matter what level you're playing at, whether it's college, international, or the NBA. In order to improve, you've got to play minutes. Well, for the second half of the season at Maccabi Tel Aviv, Bender was hardly playing. I mean, he got some DNPs. And that's not good. Not that he's not a good player. He's a very good shooter, and the guy's 7 feet tall. So he's got a lot of possibilities. And we're talking, again, about a guy who's the youngest player in the draft. He's only 18, doesn't even turn 19 until the NBA season's going to start. His birthday's in November. So Bender's really good. The thing is, there's going to be a learning curve because the guy hasn't been on the court for that many minutes in a high-level situation. With Porzingis, he was going from being one of their key guys at Sevilla to being one of the key guys in New York. And you can't understate how important it is for a player to get the kind of minutes that build the kind of confidence that you need to be a significant player. And, you know, Bender hasn't had that. Now, it doesn't mean that Bender isn't going to be good. It just puts him in a category with a ton of players here in this draft who are going to need 2-3 years to really show you what they can be. You know, a guy like this, Maccabi Tel Aviv paid him a lot, but he was sitting. And that's not the same thing as playing.
That's a great point. And that is the voice of Chris Ekstrand. He is a consultant with the NBA, and he joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack as we delve into the NBA draft. I'm going to take us back to the very top. We talked Ben Simmons. Brandon Ingram, a lot of people compare him to Kevin Durant because he's got a sweet jumper and he's tall and he's skinny. And I think there are some similarities, but as tall and skinny and as lacking upper body strength as Kevin Durant was coming out of college, As far as physical development, he's light years ahead of Brandon Ingram. What kind of a ceiling do you see for Brandon Ingram? And for that matter, what kind of a floor do you see for Brandon Ingram?
Well, one thing, let's get straight right off the top. Brandon can shoot the ball. I mean, he can really shoot the ball, and he can shoot it with range. So there's that. Yeah, his body is a big question mark. If I were drafting him, what I would do is try to limit his minutes to maybe around 20 or 25 minutes the first year, or maybe even the first 2 years, before my strength and conditioning program that I have on my NBA team can work with him and get him up to the point where he's going to be able to withstand contact better than he can now. But this is not a can't-miss guy in terms of being a superstar, but he is a can't-miss guy in terms of being a starter in the NBA for a long, long time to come if he's handled properly. I think the problem with him is a team is going to see how well he shoots the ball, and it's going to be hard for them to resist playing him, you know, big starters minutes, like 35 minutes. And I just don't think his body can withstand that at this point. But he has a tremendous perimeter shot. He's also incredibly good off the dribble. He's got a spin that people in the ACC will tell you is one of the best they've ever seen. He spins at the top of the key, and all of a sudden he's laying the ball in the hoop. And you're like, he just covered 15 feet from the foul line to the rim in one move. And he does move like a gazelle out there, so there's that. I really like him. I just think that people are going to have to be patient, not because his skill level isn't there, but because his strength level isn't there.
Well, people are going to have to be patient in L.A. anyway, and I want to piggyback that a little bit. You've got a new coach. You had a lot of nonsense happen in that locker room at the end of the year. Talk about the leadership quality that Brandon Ingram can bring in as well. Granted, you have to play to become a leader, and he eventually will play big minutes. But reality is that he also seems to be a kid of character and intellect, and I would imagine that can be a big contribution into that Laker locker room.
Yeah, Brandon is a real quiet kid. I mean, he is a very high-character kid who comes from a great family in North Carolina. That said, leadership is something that accrues, and you're talking about a really young guy, just played the 1 year at Duke, and it's going to take some time. He's not the kind of kid who's going to come in and, you know, bang heads in the locker room right off the bat. He's going to be somebody that's going to have a growth, not only on the court and hopefully with his body, but he's going to have a growth into a leadership role. Some guys are natural leaders, but Brandon's a real quiet, unassuming kid. He's very humble for how good he is. And being around him, you see him and you say, wow, you know, this guy has the perfect makeup for developing into a leader, but he's not a leader right now.
Final one before we let you run. We got about 2 minutes left, give or take. You've heard a lot of names thrown out there. There are a lot of guys that were speculating up and down the draft board. Who do you see perhaps being the guy that climbs draft boards the most, and perhaps the one guy that kind of falls down the draft boards the most as you forecast this NBA draft?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of guys who have sort of come up in the, you know, the last few weeks. I think one name to remember is Juan Hernan Gomez from Spain. This is a stretch four type player. He's about 6'9". He can really shoot it. He moves well. And like a Porzingis, he's a guy who got a lot of minutes on a good team in Spain playing at a high level. So that's a name that, you know, a few weeks back people were thinking about, well, he's a draft and stash guy. The more they watched him on tape and you talk to the NBA people, they're like, wait a second, we might be able to use this guy right now. And the guy's pretty tall, and he's pretty agile. His brother was drafted by the Knicks in the second round last year, but that guy, his brother, is a bigger, more physical player. This guy is a more talented, skillful player. So that's a name to remember. And another one would be DeAndre Bembry from St. Joe's. This is a guy who a lot of people had forecast in the second round. Now it's almost a lock that he'll be somewhere in the 20s in the first round. He's a multi-positional player, another point forward type guy, not as big as Ben Simmons, but a guy who you'll be able to plug in right away. He can play with other good players, just has a gift. You know, he can see the court really well. And again, like Simmons, he's not a great shooter, but he can do everything else well. So there's that. In terms of falling, it's always hard to predict that. The one guy that I think might have to wait a while to get picked is Damian Jones of Vanderbilt. Not that people don't love him, but it was hard to find a team that said, we're definitely taking him. So that might be a faller, but again, it only takes one team to love you, and if somebody wants to, you know, push the button on Damian Jones, he is a seven-footer with some athletic ability. So, you know, with those guys, you never know. Somebody may reach a little early for him.
Chris, thanks so much for a few. We really do appreciate it. We'll be visiting again as the summer moves along and we see some movement around the NBA and free agency. We'll want your thoughts on that as well. Thanks so much.
I look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Chris Ekstrand, consultant from the NBA, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around a great Thursday edition. I'm Spano. He's Black. You keep it where it is.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the coast. I want to thank Al Bernstein and Chris Ekstrand for coming on board today. And it's going to be a fun night tonight. You know, we barely scratched the surface in some areas of the draft. We'll see how it plays out. But teams with multiple draft picks, as Chris said, a bunch of teams with multiple draft picks, teams looking to move draft picks, and a bunch of teams that would like to get back into the draft to fill some need as well, depending on what they're looking for and what they're willing to pay for it. So it's going to be one of those evenings. Get your scorecard out, because there's going to be a lot of movement tonight in the Barclays Center. And going forward, that's going to be an interesting topic of conversation as we kind of regroup tomorrow and talk about everything that went on tonight. That's it for this edition of The Attack. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.